Continuing coverage from Washington, D.C. this week here on the Red River Farm Network, and we are joined by Senator John Hoeven here in his Washington, D.C. office. Senator, always great to see you out here, and always an exciting time. There's always so much going on, and we just find out yesterday about the ruling coming down about the E15 waiver, and so we got a little bit of news there, but we're still waiting on more.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, what we want is year-round E15, and so this is great. We appreciate it, you know, to have the seasonal waiver, but we really want to find a vehicle, whether it's the Farm Bill or supplemental or, you know, something where we can move year-round E15 to not only give the public, you know, good options, another good option year-round, but obviously it's important for our farmers.
Well, we know how important it is to you. You're wearing your corn tie today, so I know it's important.
Yeah, this is an ag office. The number one thing we do in this office is ag. Not only am I wearing my corn tie, but we now have some livestock in the auction in the office as well. My chief of staff, Tony Eberhardt, has a chocolate lab. His name is Ace, and matter of fact, you're going to get to meet him here in a little bit. So we have some livestock in the office. So we... We're all about ag.
And talking about that ag and talking about the bridge, and we know that farmers have been very appreciative of that bridge, and we know that you've been working very, very hard to get more because we know that our farmers need more right now.
Yeah, first, big thanks to Brooke Rollins and the Trump administration, President Trump, for the Farm Bridge Assistance Program. We work directly with that. I chair AgriProps, and we fund it through AgriProps. So that's been very helpful. But we need some additional to complete that Farm Bridge Assistance, and so that's what we're working on now. Senator Bozeman and I, Chairman Bozeman and I, have a bill out that would kind of, that does lay out how it would be distributed, and that it includes specialty crops. And then, again, we're just looking for the right opportunity to move it, and most likely that would be a supplemental that might include, you know, some of the weather disaster assistance as well as ag. And so, we're working on that to finish out that Farm Bridge Assistance to get our guys through to the end of the marketing year in October when they will get more assistance from ARC PLC provisions that we included in the One Big Beautiful Bill.
Now, I know it's been a tough road, and you've heard this a lot from the sugar guys, and so it's tough in the sugar market, and it's strange because, like, a lot of the guys in the sugar industry will say, you know, we're not used to having to come and ask for anything, and we're not usually that group, and it's a tough road right now for them.
The biggest issue there is the Tier 2 tariff, and that's what we have to fix. So we're working with USTR and USDA to get that changed. The way the sugar program works, if the two tariff isn't adjusted for market conditions, then it doesn't work, and that's what they're seeing right now, which enables these other countries to dump into our market, and that's unfair competition for a whole variety of reasons for our guys. And so it's no cost to federal government, and it's just common sense to get there. Unfortunately, you know, in trade policy, it's so complicated to get it changed, it takes a fair amount of work to get through the process. So we're just pushing to get through the process and get that fix in place, and the sooner we do, the sooner, you know, our sugar guys will be in a much better situation than they are right now.
Another thing that's top of mind concern, obviously, with the situation going on in the Middle East right now in Iran and the Strait of Hormuz, that's making some problems, especially for fertilizer, and that's caused the prices to go up. That's another concern in ag country right now.
Very much so, and those input costs were high before. You know, we've been wrestling with the input costs, particularly fertilizer, for a while, and there's a lot of things we need to do, including produce a lot more in our part of in North Dakota, which we're going to do. But then the phosphates and, you know, the other things really have skyrocketed because of Iran, what they're doing in the Strait of Hormuz. Now, I think we're getting close to getting through that, not only in terms of the incredible work of our military, other Arab states have joined us. Europe needs to get serious about helping out here, too. They got a big dog in this fight, and they need to quit acting like they don't. And so I think that this is going to be short-lived. I think we're, you know, that traffic's going to get going again. But right now it's a problem, and so we got to stay on it. Right, you know, we got to keep pushing on it and get it resolved soon. And I think we will.
Looking at this administration, and you got a bird's eye view of it all the time, but it feels like this administration seems to have the ear, or the farmer seems to have the ear of this administration, probably more so than we've seen in recent memory.
No question about it. I mean, President Trump really has a heart for the farmer and the rancher. He cares about him. Working through the tariff process is a challenge, but his goal is to get better terms for our farmers and ranchers for the long term, better terms so that they're going to be more profitable over the long haul. And that means knocking down not only some of the tariff barriers, but the non-trade barriers as well, phytosanitary, currency manipulation, all the infringement that China does in terms of stealing our technology, all those kind of things. And, you know, we've always talked about getting tough on trade policy and getting a level playing field and trying to get as much free or as much freedom and expansion of trade as we can, but on a fair basis where these other countries aren't taking advantage of us. So, again, I think he's fighting to get to a better place for our guys, and he's been good about working with us in terms of the enhancements to crop insurance. That was my bill that's now in place for 7 years. And I'm hearing from farmers that they're buying up to higher levels of coverage. And I'm hopeful that's going to make a big difference for them, not just in the short term, but over time, with a lot better crop insurance. And we've set up a policy center now at NDSU, which is federally funded. And they are now actively involved in helping drive federal farm policy, not just crop insurance. I want our place to be the go-to experts for crop insurance so that we work with RMA to get it right for our producers, but also on ARC PLC and the Counter-Cyclical Safety Net. All these things, NDSU is going to have a direct hand now as we continue to improve those programs, which are vitally important to our farmers.
We've really seen North Dakota sort of become the Silicon Valley of the ag industry, really, because of all the things going on. Grand Farm is another great example of that. You've been a great proponent of that. What's it like to see that kind of coming to fruition right now?
Yeah, I'm so excited about Grand Farm and the interface with NDSU and our policy center. And ARS. I mean, they're just doing incredible work in so many areas, and they've always been an absolute leader in crop research, right? But now, like I say, whether it's crop insurance, ARC PLC, and all these other things, and precision agriculture, we are the lead dog in precision ag, and just stay tuned. There's cool stuff coming. I mean, it's really good. These guys, they got the bit in their mouth, and they're going. I'll tell you what, as you can tell, I'm excited about it, and we'll be talking more about just the great things they're doing.